From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Some 1,900 families are currently living in hotels on the U.S. mainland and in Puerto Rico under a federal program designed to help Hurricane Maria evacuees. That FEMA program is scheduled to end on June 30th. Some people who've been relocated to states like New York, Illinois, and Florida are having problems finding new, more permanent places to live. As Marketplace's Renata Sego reports, this is especially hard for older people.
Andres Reyes has been staying in a hotel room in Kissimmee, Florida for months.
I've been here since December 11th or 12th.
In September, Hurricane Maria flooded Reyes' home in the town of Cedra. It's in the island's central mountainous region, which was badly hit, where he'd lived for 37 years. Reyes stayed in his home for about a month after the waters receded. But when he contracted an infection from mold, he moved outside for 2 months.
So I will actually take my pillow, my blanket, and I will sleep in the car.
Reyes, who's 60 years old, was diagnosed with severe depression 8 years ago and lives on Social Security disability. After months of stress, he left Puerto Rico for Kissimmee. His monthly Social Security check isn't enough for him to secure an apartment, though. In this part of Florida, the median rent can hit about $1,100 a month.
I received $788.
FEMA's Transitional Shelter Assistance Program reimburses hotels in Kissimmee $129 a day to house evacuees. As of early June, there were 270 people 60 and older receiving the agency's temporary housing help nationwide. That's down from 973 when the program started last October. Pastor Jose Nieves with First Kissimmee United Methodist Church has been helping evacuees.
We have a number of elderly that are having a harder time being able to get ahead.
Some older evacuees have medical needs, and
the resources to help families with fixed income in Osceola County are limited because there was already a waiting list to be able to help these families.
The region's affordable housing market is tight, too. Florida Congressman Darren Soto says older hurricane evacuees will likely require long-term assistance from the state, religious groups, and nonprofits.
It's going to take our entire community to be able to really help folks.
FEMA's already extended the Transitional Shelter Assistance Program 3 times. It was originally slated to end in January. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.